Today is the 12th day of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today, doing what we do every day, taking the next step forward together. And our next step will lead us back into the book of Jeremiah. We're reading from the New Living Translation this week. Jeremiah chapter 19, 20, and 21. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy a clay jar. Then ask some of the leaders of the people and of the priests to follow you. Go out through the gate of broken pots to the garbage dump in the valley of Ben-Hinnom and give them this message. Say to them, listen to this message from the Lord, you kings of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. I will bring a terrible disaster on this place, and the ears of those who hear about it will ring. For Israel has forsaken me and turned this valley into a place of wickedness. The people burn incense to foreign gods, idols never before acknowledged by this generation, by their ancestors, or by the kings of Judah. And they have filled this place with the blood of innocent children. They have built pagan shrines to Baal, and there they burn their sons as sacrifices to Baal. I have never commanded such a horrible deed. It never even crossed my mind to command such a thing. So beware, for the time is coming, says the Lord, when this garbage dump will no longer be called Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. For I will upset the careful plans of Judah and Jerusalem. I will allow the people to be slaughtered by invading armies, and I will leave their dead bodies as food for the vultures and wild animals. I will reduce Jerusalem to ruins, making it a monument to their stupidity. All who pass by will be astonished and will gasp at the destruction they see there. I will see to it that your enemies lay siege to the city until all the food is gone. Then those trapped inside will eat their own sons and daughters and friends. They will be driven to utter despair. As these men watch you, Jeremiah, smash the jar you brought. Then say to them, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. As this jar lies shattered, so I will shatter the people of Judah and Jerusalem beyond all hope of repair. They will bury the bodies here in Topheth, the garbage dump, until there is no more room for them. This is what I will do to this place and its people, says the Lord. I will cause this city to become defiled like Topheth. Yes, all the houses in Jerusalem, including the palace of Judah's kings, will become like Topheth. All the houses where you burned incense on the rooftops to your star gods, and where liquid offerings were poured out to your idols. And Jeremiah returned from Topheth, the garbage dump where he had delivered this message. And he stopped in front of the temple of the Lord. He said to the people there, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. I will bring disaster upon this city and its surrounding towns, as I promised, because you have stubbornly refused to listen to me. Now, Pashur, son of Immer, the priest in charge of the temple of the Lord, heard what Jeremiah was prophesying. So he arrested Jeremiah the prophet and had him whipped and put in stocks at the Benjamin gate of the Lord's temple. The next day, when Pashur finally released him, Jeremiah said, Pashur, the Lord has changed your name. From now on, you are to be called the man who lives in terror. For this is what the Lord says. I will send terror upon you and all your friends, and you will watch as they are slaughtered by the swords of the enemy. I will hand the people of Judah over to the king of Babylon. He will take them captive to Babylon, or run them through with the sword. And I will let your enemies plunder Jerusalem. All the famed treasures of the city, the precious jewels and gold and silver of your kings, will be carried off to Babylon. As for you, Pashur, you and all your household will go as captives to Babylon. There you will die and be buried. You and all your friends to whom you prophesied that everything would be all right. Oh, Lord, you misled me, and I allowed myself to be misled. You are stronger than I am, and you overpowered me. Now I am mocked every day. Everyone laughs at me. When I speak, the words burst out. Violence and destruction, I shout. So these messages from the Lord have made me a household joke. But if I say I'll never mention the Lord or speak in his name, his word burns in my heart like a fire. It's like a fire in my bones. I am worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it. I have heard the many rumors about me. They call me the man who lives in terror. They threaten, if you say anything, we will report it. Even my old friends are watching me, waiting for a fatal slip. He will trap himself, they say, and then we will get our revenge on him. But the Lord stands beside me like a great warrior. Before him, my persecutors will stumble. They cannot defeat me. They will fail and be thoroughly humiliated. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of heaven's armies, you test those who are righteous, and you examine the deepest thoughts and secrets. Let me see your vengeance against them, for I have committed my cause to you. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. For though I was poor and needy, he rescued me from my oppressors. Yet I curse the day I was born. May no one celebrate the day of my birth. I curse the messenger who told my father, "Good news, you have a son." Let him be destroyed like the cities of old that the Lord overthrew without mercy. Terrify him all day long with battle shouts, because he did not kill me at birth. Oh, that I had died in my mother's womb, that her body had been my grave. Why was I ever born? My entire life has been filled with trouble, sorrow, and shame. The Lord spoke through Jeremiah when King Zedekiah sent Pashur, son of Malchijah, and Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, the priest, to speak with him. They begged Jeremiah, "Please speak to the Lord for us and ask him to help us. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon is attacking Judah. Perhaps the Lord will be gracious and do a mighty miracle as he has done in the past. Perhaps he will force Nebuchadnezzar to withdraw his armies." Jeremiah replied, "Go back to King Zedekiah and tell him, 'This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I will make your weapons useless against the king of Babylon and the Babylonians who are outside your walls attacking you. In fact, I will bring your enemies right into the heart of this city. I myself will fight against you with a strong hand and a powerful arm, for I am very angry. You have made me furious. I will send a terrible plague upon this city, and both people and animals will die. And after all that, says the Lord, I will hand over King Zedekiah, his staff, and everyone else in the city who survives the disease, war, and famine. I will hand them over to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and to their other enemies. He will slaughter them and show them no mercy, pity, or compassion. Tell all the people, this is what the Lord says. take your choice of life or death. Everyone who stays in Jerusalem will die from war, famine, or disease. But those who go out and surrender to the Babylonians will live. Their reward will be life. For I have decided to bring disaster and not good upon this city, says the Lord. It will be handed over to the king of Babylon, and he will reduce it to ashes. Say to the royal family of Judah, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says to the dynasty of David. Give justice each morning to the people you judge. Help those who have been robbed. Rescue them from their oppressors. Otherwise, my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire because of all your sins. I will personally fight against the people in Jerusalem, that mighty fortress. The people who boast, no one can touch us here. No one can break in here. And I myself will punish you for your sinfulness, says the Lord. I will light a fire in your forests that will burn up everything around you. First Thessalonians 5:4-28. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us, so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen. For he who calls you is faithful. Dear brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a sacred kiss. I command you in the name of the Lord to read this letter to all the brothers and sisters. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God presides over heaven's court. He pronounces judgment on the heavenly beings. How long will you hand down unjust decisions by favoring the wicked? Give justice to the poor and the orphan. Uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. But these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant. They wander about in darkness while the whole world is shaken to the core. I say, you are gods. You are all children of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals and fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. Proverbs 25, 9 and 10. When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your good reputation. Okay, so we concluded Paul's letter to the Thessalonians today, 1 Thessalonians, which means that 2 Thessalonians is coming, and we'll begin that tomorrow. But as is generally typical, there's like lists of characteristics, things that get listed out that Paul's like summing things up with that need to be remembered. We talked about that when we finished Colossians a few days ago. We looked at those lists, and there's a list in 1 Thessalonians as well, and it's a good one. And so we're obviously going to review it. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what the original receivers of this letter, they would have read this out loud in the congregations, and they would have heard these lists and maybe not characterize them as a list of behaviors or stuff to live into, but things to pay attention to. And so we can do the same thing. We can go, well, all right, here, give me the list. Let me find out what I need to change, how I'm failing, and we can certainly read and go, yeah, I've got some work to do in this area. But what Paul is describing is what is supposed to be our normal way of things. Like what normal in the kingdom is supposed to look like. And so we can review this and realize we've got some work to do, or, you know, look at how we're failing, or we can also read this and understand this is what I am to be becoming. This is where my life is going. This is where I'm aiming. And ultimately, this is what sanctification will work out in me. This is how normal is supposed to look. This is what I am becoming. And so let's take a look. And this is basically 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Then we begin with verse 12 and work our way through verse 22. This is where we find these characteristics. Honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Maybe I should have named that. Number one. Number two, live peacefully with each other. Number three, warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak. Number four, be patient with everyone. Number five, see that no one pays back evil for evil. Number six, always try to do good to each other and to all people. Number seven, always be joyful. Number eight, Never stop praying. Number 9. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Number 10. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Number 11. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. And number 12. Stay away from every kind of evil. And so again, we can look at this list and go, okay, this is my list. This is my to-do list. This is what I'm going to try to, by brute force, live myself into. And now self-discipline is a necessary part. Having self-control is a necessary part of our faith journey. But we can also look at this list, and I imagine that we all agree on these characteristics, like we're all trying to move in this direction. So to look at this list and go, this is what normal is for a believer, helps us understand where we are headed in this life of faith as we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so Jesus, we ask for your help. Holy Spirit, we need you in this. We read these things and realize that we're failing in a lot of them and heap condemnation upon ourselves and self-loathing and hatred that we're never going to measure up. And then we realize we can never do this on our own without you, and so we need you. And the point isn't to condemn us, it's to encourage us that there is a better life waiting for us, available to us now, like now. And so come, Holy Spirit, into this as we consider these things today, the places that are a leading edge of work for us, places that we need to more deeply surrender to you, things that we need to slow down on, things that we need to press into. Come, Holy Spirit, into all of this, leading us and guiding us, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here, and it's always good to stay connected in any way that we can as we take the journey together. So check out things like the community section. In the community section are different links to the different social media channels that we participate in. But also the community section is home of the prayer wall. And one of the most beautiful things that we do together as a community is love one another and pray for one another. And so the prayer wall is available always, always, for either one, for asking for prayer or for praying for one another. So be familiar with that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There's a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address. P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This message is for Lisa from the East Coast. Lisa, first off, I just want to tell you I love you. This is Judy in Salt Lake. Sweetheart, you showed me what grace is. I have known many Christians in my life women and men my own age, and I'm almost 80. But never have I ever known a Christian that's shown so much grace as you have. I put off calling because I didn't know if I was going to get through this call without crying. You have taught me so much in the short time that I've known you on the DAV. Just a few months ago, when you called in for prayer the first time, I started praying for you then because you're such a young person, but you have an old soul. I pray that I can show grace to others as you have to us in these last few months. And I pray that the Lord takes the pain away and allows you to be able to witness to those that you were worried about. I love you, sweetheart. We'll see you on the other side. God bless you.
Join me, my beloved community, to lift up the prayer request from the community prayer line, the weekly prayers, and a prayer wall message. Father God, we are lifting up the request from Boise, the bass player, whose daughter is obese. Father God, we are asking that she see that her body is a temple for the Holy Spirit and how precious she is, that she was created by you. And Lord, open up the opportunity for her to get into a program that will teach her healthy eating habits and will help her be able to lose the weight and become comfortable in her body. For Joe, who doesn't know what he needs to ask for help, Father God, we are asking that you help him develop the fruits of the Spirit, and that you will minister with him through the Holy Spirit, and he will know what communication to have, Father God, in Preston, in the Bay Area, for Anna. His daughter is hanging out with the wrong crowd, Lord, and we just ask that you detour all these people away from his daughter, and that you, in place, send God-loving and God-fearing people into her life that will direct her and guide her through the ways that the Lord would have her to go. And for Abba's daughter, who has a food addiction, Father God, we're asking for the same thing for her, that she will realize that her body is a temple and that the Holy Spirit will help her develop good habits, Father God. For Joyful Jay in the Everglades, Lord, we thank you that she has developed on YouTube messages where she creates and delivers a message, Father God. Those are so precious. And we ask, Lord, that you anoint her for more service for your kingdom. And God's humble servant, Lord, we lift up, because of the unemployment, send employment up.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kim from Indiana, and I just want to call and thank the Harden family and all of the listeners that call in and don't call in, because I know so many prayers get lifted up without ever calling in. But I just want to today thank you all for all that you do and all that you bring to my life. I want to give a special prayer out to Lisa. I just thank you for your selflessness and for thinking of your family and thinking of your friends and family, and for the way that you have just handled yourself and how you have been a blessing to all of us. And for anyone going through any medical challenges, Lord, I'm just lifting them up, my family as well. I'm lifting up anyone that has any like legal issues, just like family problems. Lord, just be with all of us as we're going through this journey. Also, I want to lift up June from Maryland. She had called in about procrastinating. And June, I honestly think I understand what you're going through. And I have a tendency from time to time to do things like procrastinate and even like calling in to pray for you. It took God's tree calling in to reinforce that I knew I needed to call in. So God's Tree, thank you for your profound words, and all of us all that need to take care of our business, whatever it is, big or small, just understand that God is here to help us. And I just want to quickly say from Zechariah 4:6, when he said, New Century Version, then he told me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, you will not succeed by your own strength or by your own power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, all powerful. We all need him. He's there for us. And you all, let's just keep the faith and continue to be there for one another. Love you all. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this message is for Lisa. I'm pretty sure that's your name. You've been letting us know how your cancer treatment have been going and that you've been getting sicker. I just wanted you to know that we've been praying for you and that you're an amazing person. I hope that everybody that comes in contact with you or that has heard your voice feels the power and strength of God that you possess. And I hope that when my time comes that I'm as strong as you are. I'm sorry that you didn't get to do all that you wanted to do with your life. But I hope that you know that your life was and is beautiful and meaningful. And that your strength is so powerful, and that we see you. We see you. Thank you so much for letting us know what's been going on. We love you. And I pray that peace comes over you and that your pain passes. We love you. Have a good day.